Today's Zama for Chazara is Yivamas Nun Aleph Amun Aleph. We're holding on Nun Amun Beis, the last two words, Amar Rava. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, my time at Rabbi Gamliel. What's the Pshat Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel says, Ein Ged Achar Ged, Ein Maimer Achar Maimer. Why? What's the Pshat? Says the Gemara, the Mesafka Lai Ged, Idachi Lai Dachi, Maimer Ikani Lai Kani. He holds that it's considered a Safik when the Rabbanan established that there's such a thing called Ged or Maimer in the Parish of Yibam. So they establish it as a suffix. It's supposed to be viewed as a suffix whether or not the get is daicha and whether or not the maimer is kaina. So the Gemara explains. Get idachi loy dachi memela, there's not going to be a get achar a get because miman ufshach, ikam idachi basar maikavid. If the first one was already daicha the zika, so then what nafkamina does the second get have? And ikam uloy dachi basar nami loy dachi. And if the first get is not able to be daicha the zika, so then the second get is also insignificant. Miman ufshach, the second get is insignificant. And also maimer ikani loy kani. The way the Rabbanan established maimer is that it's supposed to be viewed as a suffix, whether or not it's kainer or not. Memela, e maimer acha maimer, because we manafshach, e kamakani, if the first maimer was already kainer, so then basra maikavid, there's no makim anymore for a second maimer. Vi kamalaikani, and if the first maimer was ineffective, it wasn't able to be kainer, so then basra namilaikani, so then the second maimer also is not kainer, mi manafshach, the second maimer is going to be insignificant. So that's Rava's Pshat and Rabbi Gamliel. Esve Abaye, however, Abaye challenges Rava's Pshat from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Umayder Rabbi Gamliel, Shiesh Ged Achar Maimer, Umaymer Achar Ged, because then the Miman of Shach doesn't apply. So a Mailer Rabbi Gamliel's Maimer that there'll be a Ged after Maimer, Maimer Achar Ged. Now the Iker is the Seifa. Says the Braisa, and also Rabbi Gamliel's Maimer, that the get achar bia umaimer, that there's a get after bia and maimer, umaimer achar bia v'get, and there's also maimer after a bia and a get, meaning if let's say Reuven had three wives, and to the first one Shimon gave a maimer, second one bia, and the third one get. Or the first one a get, the second one bia, and the third one maimer, v'gamiel's maid in those cases, that the second maimer, or the second get, whatever came last, is considered significant. Now ask Rabaye, v'imisafkele Rabbi Gamliel, and if Rabbi Gamliel really held it was a suffix whether or not get is kaina, whether or not get is daicha, whether or not maimer is kaina, so then to have it can be a delechadchila, utikni, so then miman of shach, the second, whatever was done to the third wife, should be insignificant, because either the get that was done first, or the maimer that was done first, already severed the zika, or if not, then the bia was a bia lechachila. The bia was a completely mutter bia. Utanan, the tanan we learned in the Mishnah, that habila bismanchi betchila in acharei klum. That for sure, when the bia is first, so then the a get or maimer that's done afterwards is considered insignificant. So miman of shach, in the case where Reuven did maimer, then bia, then get, the get should be insignificant. And in the case where Shimon did get, then yibum, then maimer, the maimer should be insignificant. Miman of shach. So it says the Gemara Elam or Abaye. Abaye says a different shot. The Elam Shita Leil Rabbi Gamliel beget the dachi umaimer dekani. Really, Rabbi Gamliel holds that a get is vaday daicha and a maimer is vaday kaina. So if so, so then we understand why in get achar get, in maimer achar maimer. But why is there a get after maimer? Why is there maimer after a get? If get was already severed the zika, or if maimer was already kaina, so how could a get work after maimer, and how could a maimer work after a get? So says the Gemara, says Abaye, Miu, and Amar Rabbanan, the way Chazal established the mechanics, is that Hayavama, Bechad Sad, Mahani Baget, Bechad Sad, Mahani Bamaimer, they split the Yavama into two halves. Lamashal, her right half is where the get is effective, and her left half is where the Maimer is effective. Mamela comes out, that get, Achar get, Loidachi, Da Dachale Kama. A second get won't be able to accomplish anything, because it's still working on the right side of the Yavama. That right side already had a get. So the second get is ineffective. And the same thing by a second mimer, because the first mimer already took care of the left side of the Yavama. So the second mimer is insignificant. However, get achar mimer, mimer achar get, that will be effective, because one's on her right half, one's on her left half. They're working in two different ways. And it will be effective. A get after a mimer will be effective, and the mimer achar get will be effective. V'rabbanan, whereas the Rabbanan will tell you, the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Gamliel, and they say that Yesh get achar get, and Yesh maimer achar maimer, they say that the mechanics is that kochad v'chad tekinu li Rabbanan genu maimer b'yavama. And Chazal established the ability for each Yavam, and each Yavam on each Yavama, to be able to perform maimer or get. Mamela, maimer and get, and mamela, that's why there's always going to be maimer achar maimer and get achar get. Says the Gemara that v'hai bia psula adifa mimaimer ugria mimaimer. Even though the halacha is by a bia psula, this is going back Batsam to the Gemara and Ninama Beis, we mentioned the bia psula. If let's say Shimon gave a get to Sarah, and then he, or let's say Shimon did mimer with Sarah, Reuven was married to three wives. Reuven was married to Sarah, Rachel, and Dina, and Shimon went ahead and did mimer with Sarah. And then he did Yibum with Rachel. So that Yibum is a Bia Psula. Because once Shimon did Maimer with Sarah, so now he's locked into Sarah. He's not allowed to do Yibum with Rachel. If he does Yibum with Rachel, Midaraisa, it works. He's married to Rachel now. He's a regular husband and wife with Rachel. But it was a Bia Psula. Midarabanan, it was Aser to him. Mimela, the din was, is that he has to divorce her. He has to give her a get to get rid of the marriage Daraisa. He also, the Rabbanan established that by a Bia Psula, he also has to do chalitza, which is the same halacha batzim by maimer. Anytime a yavam does maimer with the yavama, if he wants to end the marriage, so he has to give a get to undo the maimer and the chalitza to undo the zika. So bia psula and maimer are very similar. Says the Gemara though they are a little bit different. Hai bia psula adifa mi maimer ugri mi maimer. And sometimes it's treated stronger than maimer, in some ways weaker. Adifa mi maimer dilu maimer achar maimer loy mahani vilu bia achar maimer mahani. Maimer achar maimer doesn't work if you're Rabbi Gamliel, but bia achar maimer does, like we just said, if Shimon does Maimer with Sarah, then he does Bia, he has Yibam with Rachel, so that Yibam is Mahani, it works. So he needs to give her a get. So even though in Maimer Acher Maimer, there is Bia Acher Maimer. And that way, Bia Psula is a Difa Mi Maimer. However, it's also Griya Mi Maimer, it's also in a sense weaker than Maimer. Dilu Maimer Acher Get, Kani Lekuli Shura De Get. When Maimer is done after a get, the Maimer is kind of her, with whatever was left over from the get. Mamela, if let's say then there would be another Maimer, if let's say Shimon would do get to Sarah, Maimer to Rachel, and then Maimer to Dina, the second Maimer would be meaningless. Whereas, Vilu Bia Acher Get, like Kani Leila Kula Shira De Get. A Bia after a get is not Kaina Legamri. Meaning, if Shimon does get to Sarah, and then he has Yibam with Rachel, if he then does Maimer to Dina, that was Lahedi in the Braisa, that Maimer is Mahani. So you see that in some ways that a Bia is considered Garua than a Maimer. Tanur Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa to explain our Mishnah. Kate said, "Am Rabbi Gamliel in get acher get." In what way does Rabbi Gamliel say in get acher get? What's the case? If let's say you have shtei yavamis, you have Sarah and Rachel, shenaflu lufnei yavam echad that fall to Shimon, unasan get lezu. Shimon goes and gives a get to Sarah and also a get to Rachel. Rabbi Gamliel, "Aimer choylitz l'rishayna va'asib b'krayvei seha u'mutter b'krayvei shniyah." He's going to be mutter to Rachel's relatives because the second get was ineffective. Only the first get that he gave to Sarah was effective. Mamele, he should just do the chalitza with her, and in this way he'll only be asr to Sarah's relatives, and he'll be mutter to Rachel's relatives, as opposed to if he does the chalitza to Rachel, so then he'll be asr to both relatives. Sarah, because he gave her a get, and Rachel, because he did chalitza with her. If he does chalitza, though, to Sarah, so then he'll remain mutter to Rachel's relatives, even though he gave her a get, because the second get was ineffective. Whereas, v'chachamim ma'imrim, nasa get lezu, asa b'kroi v'shtehad. And no, if he gives a get to both of them, yesh get acher get, mamele is asr to riv to Rachel's relatives. Mamele doesn't matter who he does chalitza to, v'chalitza l'achas mehen, he'll do chalitza to either one of them. It's the same idea if you have Yavama Achas, if you have one Yavama, Sarah, falling to Shimon and Levi, Shimon gives her a get, and then Levi gives her a get. According to Rabbi Gamliel, the second get, Levi's get, is meaningless. And according to the Chachamim, no, it's effective. Levi now becomes Aser to Sarah's relatives. Kate said, Rabbi Gamliel, a Maimer Achar Maimer. What's the case? You have Shtei Yavama, Yishanaflu Fnei Yavam Echad. Again, Sarah and Rachel fall to Shimon. Vasa Maimer Bezu, Maimer Bezu. Shimon goes ahead and does maimer with Sarah, and he also does maimer with Rachel. Rabbi Gamliel, maimer noisin get l'rishayna v'choylitza. So Rabbi Gamliel says only the first maimer was effective, so he has to give a get only to Sarah, not to Rachel. And then he'll do chalitza with Sarah, and then v'aser b'kroy v'seh, he'll be aser only to her relatives, u'mutter b'kroy v'shnia, but he'll be mutter to Rachel's relatives. The chachamim say that no, yesh maimer achar maimer, m'mela both the women, noisin get l'shtayan, he needs to give a get to both of them. And Mameli is going to be also to both of their relatives. The chalitza l'achas man, and then he does chalitza to whichever one. And it's the same idea when it comes to two Yavamim, Shimon and Levi, where it's only Sarah that falls to them. Shimon does Maimer, and then Levi does Maimer. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Levi's Maimer is irrelevant, and Sarah remains mutter to Shimon. According to the Chachamim, Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer, Levi's Maimer is significant, but Mamela Sarah now becomes Asar to Shimon.